Now let me ask you tonight about your Christian life. The Lord Jesus saw the multitudes. And you know what he did? Brother and sister, he called his disciples. Do you realize how precious you are to God this evening? Do you realize, my brother and my sister, you are so precious to God that you can't mess around with sin? You are so precious to God. I mean, maybe you're like me. You say, how are you, Brother Gerard? Well, let me tell you something. I'm one of these people and I need a lot of encouragement. And there are many, many times, it could be 3 o'clock in the morning, that my wife would come down and she finds me in my library, in my study. And she could find me in the corner of my library, in my study, under a blanket, sobbing. You say, why do you pray under a blanket? Because I live in Canada and it's cold, you know. And she would find me under a blanket, sobbing before God. And she would lift it up and she would say, what is it? And I would say, my darling, it's the reason for my existence. And she'd say, what do you mean? I said, I'm precious to God. Hey, you're not just a little bubble floating in the ocean. No. You're not a father just struggling with a besetting sin. You're not a young man this evening struggling with issues of your mind, wrestling with the will of God, surrendering, realizing I need to surrender my will to God. And you know in your heart that when you surrender your will to God, He's going to call you to the mission field. And you need to surrender. You're not just that. You're precious to Him, you see. And so what happened? You know what happened? Jesus turned to those early disciples and you know what He said? He didn't say to them, you know, you are an absolute hopeless group of individuals. You say, what did He say, Brother Gerard? Brother and sister, He turned to them and you know what He said? He said, blessed. I want you to know something tonight. And the deepest struggles of your soul, God is there. And the deepest moments of despair, God is there. And the deepest feelings of inadequacy and saying, I can't do this, God is there. You know what? He's been waiting for you. And what did He say to them? He said, blessed. Blessed. I'm always fascinated by this. You say, what are you fascinated by? Well, let me tell you. You know the father of the prodigal son? We look upon the father of the prodigal son. And you know what happens to a brother and sister? We say, oh, the prodigal son is in such a mess. And we spend all our time looking at the prodigal son. Then we spend all our time looking at his brother. I mean, his brother was in the same kind of the mess that he was. You say, what do you mean, Brother Gerard? I mean, his brother never went to the far country. But oh, the radicalness of the self-righteousness. That when he came back from the far country, he turned to his father and he said, you never gave me anything that I can be glad of my friends. And yet your son has spent his living. He's spent his sin. That's what you're doing for him. And they were saying, but you know what? There was someone behind those two. And that was the father. And brother and sister, you know, I know it's a parable. But you know, the Greek New Testament is emphatic. You know what you will discover? This father, on a consistent basis, he was waiting. He was just waiting for the son to come. Now, he couldn't do a thing for him until he came to himself. I mean, God can't do. You know, this is the thing about God when he deals with us. If you hit bottom, brother and sister, you can't go lower, you know. You can only go up. And the tide goes out, you know, but the tide turns. And so the father was waiting. And what was he waiting for? He was waiting for the son to come to the place where he would say, how many hired servants of my father has got bread enough? You say, what is it that brought him? It was not just the depth of the depravity of his sin that he found himself. You say, what was it, Brother Gerard? It was his understanding of the abundance of his father. Was that made the decision? No. It was the depth of his need of God and the need of restoring to his father. But he said, I will arise and I will go to my father and I will say to my father, I've sinned against heaven in my sight. I'm not worthy to be called thy son. And here comes the heart of repentance. The Bible says, he arose